Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Tuesday. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. I get started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always lock in on the free Odyssey app. You can listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we've talked about a lot. The college football playoff rankings, the first edition, it was just released last hour. Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, Alabama. They topped the rankings. We had the NFL trade deadline come and go. Well, we saw Sauce Gardner. He goes to the Indianapolis Colts from the New York Jets in exchange for two first-round picks. What? We saw Quinnen Williams move on from the New York Jets. He's now a member of the Dallas Cowboys. What are the Cowboys doing? Jacoby Brissett. We saw them beat the Dallas Cowboys last night. The Arizona Cardinals did. Jacoby Brissett is still going to be the starting quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. They're saying that Kyler Murray, well, he's still dealing with an injury. At least that's what they're saying. Okay, we got a lot going on. Damn, Bacha, we got guy. There's a guy on the Magic. I don't know who the hell that guy is.
That's Goga Bitadze.
In a T-shirt?
Yeah, it's Goga Bitadze, the pacer guy who was ignored when they were doing a... Was it Zion Williamson had an interview pre-draft and nobody cared about him?
Well, he doesn't look like an NBA player.
Yeah, he looks a little rough right now. His hair is grown.
He got his hair up. He looks like a YMCA player.
Yeah, that's this like guy, a seven-footer, too.
He's 7 feet tall?
He's close to it.
He ain't on the floor no more. They just walked him off, huh?
Yeah, he pushed him on in the back. Gave him free throws.
They told him to have a seat. I'm like, who is this guy? He looked like he rolled out of bed. He got a... You know, not that I expected somebody playing in a basketball game to just be dressed in a four-piece suit, five-piece suit, but I mean, the guy had a looked like a messed-up T-shirt. His hair was up. I don't know. He looked like they just pulled him off the street. Maybe they did. Maybe they did. What a day. What a day. What a day. We got more to do with this show as well. Okay, at the end, of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We've had some great guests that have come through and joined us. Thank you to Jerry Palm for coming through and breaking down the college football playoff rankings that we received last hour. And thank you to Matt Verderam for joining us, staff writer, NFL staff writer for Sports Illustrated Now. If you want to call up, if you want to be a part of the show, you can do that. Here's the number, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere, all over the place on social media. I told you we had quite a day with the NFL trade deadline. Had these reports coming out of nowhere. The New York Jets, they didn't have to play. They didn't have to win a game, but they certainly wanted the deadline. 5 first-round picks over the next several years. It started off today with Sauce Gardner going to the Indianapolis Colts in exchange for 2 first-round picks. Listen to this report from CBS Sports HQ.
We have some breaking news into CBS Sports HQ, where the New York Jets are trading cornerback Sauce Gardner to the Colts. That's the latest from our lead NFL insider, Jonathan Jones. The Colts are sending 2 first-round picks back to the Jets. It's a huge get for the Colts, who currently sit as the 1 seed in the AFC, sitting at 7-2 on the season. Gardner is a 2-time All-Pro in his first 4 seasons in the league. He also signed a 4-year, $120 million contract extension over the summer.
And that's not it. The New York Jets weren't done there. They decided to send Quinnen Williams and his contract to the Dallas Cowboys. Here's more info from CBS Sports HQ.
We have some breaking news from the NFL, where Jerry Jones promised something big, and he delivered this afternoon, acquiring defensive lineman Quinnen Williams from the New York Jets. That's the latest from our NFL insider, Jonathan Jones. It's the second move of the day for the Cowboys after getting Logan Wilson from the Bengals this morning. And it's the second massive trade today for the Jets after trading Sauce Gardner to the Colts earlier in the day. They'll reportedly be getting a first-round pick in this trade for Quinnen Williams. That means the Jets have 3 first-round picks in 2026 and 5 first-rounders over the next 2 seasons.
Yeah, that's crazy. The New York Jets have positioned themselves in a very good space to maybe accidentally end up with a franchise quarterback. So the New York Jets, I'd say they're the biggest winners of the trade deadline today, getting off the salaries of Sauce Gardner, Quinnen Williams, probably their 2 best defensive players, in order to bring on some draft capital into the future. You ain't got a quarterback, you don't got nothing. Jerry Jones, I guess he feels confident about his quarterback in Dak. We know they lost yesterday, but for whatever reason, Jerry feels good about bringing in Quinnen Williams. Before it was even announced, he says, "We're going to bring in a player, and he's going to have an immediate impact." Listen to Jerry Jones.
Immediately, it will have him on the field, and it will address some of the things that have been our shortcomings.
Okay, Jerry, not really. Okay, not really. Quinnen Williams ain't doing a damn thing. I mean, he'll be good. He ain't going to help them get over the hump to go to the playoffs or win a championship. So this is just a complete waste of time from the Dallas Cowboys. Before these trades were even announced today for the Cowboys, Troy Aikman last night, with all the foreshadowing by Jerry, Troy Aikman is just like, "Listen, man, I don't know who the hell the Cowboys can bring in, but whoever they bring in ain't going to make no difference."
Are they one defensive player from all of a sudden being a competitive football
team? No. I don't believe so. Do I think Micah Parsons would have made a difference? Absolutely. Yeah. And now, would that change their record that much? You know, I don't know. He is a difference maker, but those guys aren't typically available. So I don't know that they can bring in somebody like him.
Well, yeah, no. Logan Wilson coming over from Cincinnati to help the linebackers, nice. Quinnen Williams helping on the defensive line next to Kenny Clark, nice. Is it going to make a difference for a team that's 3-5-1 and just lost to the Cardinals last night? Hell no. Not going to take place. The Dallas Cowboys are making noise, but all the noise that they're making isn't moving them closer to a championship. This team might actually be closer to a championship. It's the Seattle Seahawks. Okay, they made a move with the New Orleans Saints to bring on Rashid Shaheed. Rashid Shaheed, this guy is a burner. We had a conversation yesterday about the Seahawks and whether or not they had enough help on the offense. Well, apparently now they do. Listen to this report from CBS Sports.
And some even more breaking news on this NFL trade deadline day, with the Seattle Seahawks acquiring wide receiver Rashid Shaheed from the Saints in exchange for a 4th and 5th round pick. That has been confirmed by our lead NFL insider, Jonathan Jones. Shahid had 44 receptions this season for 499 yards and a pair of touchdowns in 9 games with the Saints.
Yeah, listen, man. Rashid Shaheed is going to help them out offensively. We talked about their lack of balance and having a force feed Jackson, Smith, and Jigba and how long that was going to last. I'm still not all that confident in the Seattle Seahawks rushing game, but they've certainly improved their team and have diversified their offense by adding another wide receiver opposite of Shaheed. Some guys who did not move today. Well, Jacoby Myers, congratulations to him. He's moving on from the Raiders down to the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's been looking for a trade and a new contract, really, since the summertime. So he gets what he wants. Travis Hunter down, Brian Thomas Jr., not able to hold on to a pass to save his life. And so Jacoby Myers makes his way down to Jacksonville. Trey Hendrickson did not get traded. The Cincinnati Bengals are probably going to lose him at the end of the season for absolutely nothing. The Bengals are stupid. Also, Kirk Cousins not moved. Who the hell was going to take on an old, busted-up quarterback who's getting paid more than $20 million a season? The answer is nobody. And then we have some veteran quarterbacks who also did not move. Outside of Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, still a member of the New York Giants, alongside everybody's favorite QB, Jameis Winston. So if you missed our conversation with Matt Verderam, kind of breaking down all of the moves, make sure you go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Matt really made a point to let everybody know, look, Indianapolis Colts, to go all in and acquire Sauce Gardner for 2 first-round picks, you better hope that Daniel Jones doesn't turn into the Daniel Jones, the bad version, on the New York Giants. Not good. You ain't got a quarterback, you got nothing. Okay, speaking of quarterbacks, I did tell you that now Jacoby Brissett is going to take over. He's going to continue being quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. We saw what they just did to the Cowboys, beat them 27-17. And Jacoby Brissett, he's going to get the next start as everybody's not favorite quarterback, Kyler Murray, is still dealing with a foot injury. Head coach, Jonathan Gannon, he spoke earlier today. And he said Jacoby Brissett, who has 6 touchdowns and only 1 interception on the season, he's going to start the next game.
As it relates to the quarterback in Seattle, Jacoby will start. And Kyler will keep working on his health bucket. I do like what the offense is doing right now. We've operated well. And we'll go from there.
Yeah, this is one of those things where the guy is hurt and you're just like, yeah, man, take your time coming back. So we can push you out the door. That's basically what it is. Kyler Murray looked like a lost child yesterday on the sidelines. Let's see if he reaches a point where he says, I want out. Speaking of wanting out, we talked about Ja Morant. Ja Morant suspended over the weekend, conduct detrimental to the team, had a horrible performance against the Los Angeles Lakers, it was against the Lakers, and he was called out for it. 3 of 14 shooting, was just completely disinterested in the game and decided to kind of throw the coaching staff under the bus. And so they suspended him for a game. Well, yesterday he came back a little bit closer to normal, 18 points, 10 assists, but his shooting percentage still garbage, 5 of 16. And then after the game, Ja Morant spoke to the media and they were asking him, do you regret anything that you did? And well, the coaching staff says you're okay, and he was just being a jerk. Listen to this. He has no joy in playing basketball.
Were you and the coaching staff able to talk about what happened Friday and move on?
Y'all asked that question to them, huh?
What about for you?
Y'all asked that question, so y'all know the answer to that.
Do you feel like everything's been resolved?
Yeah. They told y'all that, right?
Well, yeah, but we didn't hear it from you.
Obviously, they can't go and tell y'all something I ain't say.
You feel like you get the same joy right now that we used to see from you?
No.
Why not?
What can be done to get it back?
We'll see.
Do you think you have a good relationship with the franchise?
Yeah.
In general?
Yeah. They told y'all that, right?
I didn't say anything about that.
If I had a good relationship, I wouldn't talk to him at all. So. And we've had our combos over these.
Do you have any regrets about the way you played on Friday night in the second half? You said what?
Do you have any regrets about the way you played in the game? I'm not talking about that.
That's your home run question? Sound like a bait question.
Now, Bacha, we talked about what team would actually want this man. There is a report by James Anderson of the Sacramento Bee that Morant is the subject of growing trade speculation for the Sacramento Kings. While Anderson reported the Kings have not formally engaged the Grizzlies in trade discussions, he also noted General Manager Scott Perry will monitor the guard's future in Memphis.
That is hilarious. Of all the teams that you could have said, the Kings, now that you brought it up, they are a joke enough to make that move. Where they're old already, and I don't know where they can improve. Maybe they think getting rid of two old shooting guards for another guard that's ball dominant works, but hey, it makes them more fun to watch in a way where you want to see them go up in flames.
They're going up in flames in a different reason, huh? If they bring on Ja Morant, you got Zach. Let's go through the old busted up people on the team. You got Zach LaVine, okay? You got DeMar DeRozan, even older than him. And then you have Russell Westbrook, who's just kind of hanging on for dear life at this point in time. I guess, right? I don't know. Why not? You botch it, they might as well do it. They might as well, right?
They're only getting older. So I'd say maybe you just switch the personnel up. Maybe something clicks. But even still, it's just, this is the team where you know their ceiling isn't a championship, but they don't want to keep their floor to where they can get a top five pick. It's just, it's watching a train wreck.
They had De'Aaron Fox, and it basically, if they do move on from John, or excuse me, if they do move one of these now old guys, they're basically swapping out De'Aaron Fox for John Morant. Yeah, send him to the Kings. Why not? It would just make all the sense in the world. So let's see what happens there. Speaking of people being traded, it's also been reported that Quinnen Williams didn't want to be a part of the New York Jets anymore. Connor Hughes of SNY says his relationship with the Jets had been deteriorating, and this all goes back to the way back to when they made the decision to move on from Aaron Rodgers. That's when things started to change with Quinnen Williams and the Jets. When Aaron Glenn was then very critical of Quinnen Williams in a one-on-one meeting and critical of him publicly at the NFL Combine, that is when things truly started to spiral for Quinnen Williams and the Jets. So, okay, he's gone. You don't have to worry about that. And then you got Breece Hall and other players on the New York Jets, just reacting. Jermaine Johnson, edge rusher, says, I'd be lying if I said I was happy my brothers are gone, because I'm not. I am sick. Okay, he continues on. But I believe strongly in the organization, staff, and my other brothers in the locker room. Okay, right. Well, the GM of the Jets, Darren Moogie, he spoke to the press after the trade deadline, and he said, listen, I got a lot of picks back, so leave me the hell alone.
I know it gives us good flexibility going in to the draft this year and next year. So I'm excited about having that flexibility. And, you know, the draft's a long way away. There's a lot to happen between now and April, and then especially the 2027. But, yeah.
Okay. Good stuff. How about that? I'm happy for the Jets. Every now and then you can get lucky. It's just ironic. You know, Sacramento Kings have been a laughingstock for a long time in the NBA, and the New York Jets might as well be the equivalent, or maybe possibly even worse, when it comes to the NFL. At least the Jets did some positive today. And sometimes losing can help you win in the long run, or at least the New York Jets. They hope so. They hope so. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We have more to do before we roll out. Okay, of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. It is November 4th, Election Day. And when we come back on the other side of the break, you know, we talked about all these quarterbacks, Kyler Murray, Dak Prescott. We heard from Troy Aikman. We're going to learn something new and unusual about Tom Brady. I saw this news earlier today. It had nothing to do with the Raiders. It had nothing to do with the trade deadline. Tom Brady is, let's just say he's really into science. I'm going to explain on the other side, and this has nothing to do with TB12. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Listen, man, I thank you. I appreciate you for listening, okay? All right, you can always listen every night, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific if you're on the West Coast, okay? Now, for all the news that we've discussed today, the trade deadline, who did good, who did bad, and there's one story that I heard today that just made me go, what? I guess I'm even more surprised about this story than Sauce Gardner being flipped to the Colts for 2 first-round picks. And this story involves Tom Brady. Okay, we all know Tom Brady and his 7 championships, and Tom Brady, the most accomplished quarterback of all time. Tom Brady now on Fox. Botcher, nobody even talks about him on Fox anymore. Nobody cares.
Because they cared a little bit when he was in the Raiders owner's box. But other than that, no. Because it's just a regular game.
It's like for a week.
Yeah, they had to be angry about something just to get Tom Brady's name in there. But now we realize that he's not doing anything to help the Raiders win. That team is bad.
Yeah, there's nothing to help the Raiders win. But I guess when you're Tom Brady, even when you lose, you win. This is crazy. You know what? I can't even explain it. I want you to take a listen to this news clip. This is from E! News. Yeah, entertainment news.
Tom Brady's family will have you seeing double. Nearly 2 years after the former NFL player's beloved dog, Lua, died, he reveals that his new pup, Junie, is a clone of his former pet, thanks to the help of biotech company Colossal Biosciences. With Tom sharing in a press release per People magazine, "A few years ago, I worked with Colossal and leveraged their non-invasive cloning technology through a simple blood draw of our family's elderly dog before she passed." The company, which also announced its acquisition of biotech company Viagen Pets in equine, was able to give Tom's family a, quote, second chance with a clone of our beloved dog.
You heard that correctly. Tom Brady had a dog. Tom Brady's dog passed away. Prior to his dog passing away, he had a company extract his dog's blood and clone his dog. Tom Brady has a clone of his dog that passed away. I had to look at that story and go, what? Now, listen, I get it. I understand. You know, people love their pets. All right. You love your animals. I don't know if I want to bring my animal back. You know, can I get another one? I don't know. I learned this in Lion King. Thought it was a circle of life. I thought, you know, things end and they begin. I didn't know that your dog dies and you go get another one. Bacha, how rich do you have to be to clone your dog?
Quite rich, I think. Just because, and even still, I haven't done the research onto how much a clone costs, but I'd assume it's got to be in the millions.
I would also assume that with an entire press release that came out today, and I mean, everybody's making this big news. You think Tom Brady doesn't have equity in this cloning company?
He probably does, but at the same time, I just looked it up. And if this is true, hey, $50,000 and you can have a pet clone.
Get out of here.
That is what American Animal Hospital, the AAHA, say.
Yeah, but that's not the company that he just said he used, right? It's a different company?
No, it's a different one. So via Gen Pets and something. The total cost of dog cloning is $50,000 paid in two installments. Cat cloning is also $50,000, but horse, you can clone a horse too, and that's $85,000.
Oh, I mean, yeah, horses are much more valuable. You can put them on the street. Well, not the street. Put them on the track and race them. I don't know. A slippery slope. Do you remember Dolly the sheep?
I do. Oh, I wasn't alive, but I remember I had to learn it in school.
Oh, my God. They made you learn about Dolly the sheep in school?
Yeah, we learned about alternative cloning and different new ways of looking at science. Yes.
Yeah, I think they cloned Dolly in 1996. We all looked. It's like, oh, it's a sheep? Okay, like they cloned a sheep. What are they going to do next? Well, now they got Tom Brady all these years later. Tom Brady is cloning his dog. You know, it's only a matter. It's been done somewhere, right? They've cloned a human somewhere, of course, right?
I would say, well, I don't want to get to, like, too ethically involved here. What do you consider a human? How far along? Like breathing and stuff like that?
Yeah. The thing is walking and talking like me and you, yeah.
I don't know if they gotten that far yet.
Here we go. Google does work. No, a human has not been cloned. While the technology exists to create cloned human embryos for research purposes, the creation of a cloned human being is not a reality. What is not a reality? There are significant scientific, ethical, and legal barriers to cloning a human, and it is banned in many countries. Botcher. This is a big-ass world, okay?
Yeah, a couple.
How many people you think that we know about? I don't know, 9 billion people?
We're close to 9 billion now, if not over. There's got to be at least one. One
yeah.
country,
yeah.
one classified project
yeah.
with a clone.
Yeah, but a couple of them. Just sitting in some laboratory something. I don't know, man. If you can clone up, if you can, you know, I'm not trying to go in Frankenstein and all of that stuff. Man, we have so much in science, it's ridiculous. Okay, so, I don't know. There's some human out here. Maybe Victor Wembanyama, well, he's not a clone, he's just a freak.
The only issue is how long. So, the issue with cloning
what?
Is that 95% of the time, when you clone something,
it dies.
There's going to be a genetic mistake somewhere. And
yeah, well, you think Tom Brady cloned his dog for his dog to die?
Well, no, of course his dog's not meant to die. But is a dog going to live a natural life?
What is it going to be? Is going to get sick in 5 years?
Potentially, because Dolly passed away in 6.5 years and had arthritis and a degenerative lung. So it's just when you clone something. It's more, there's more of a chance for things to go wrong.
Right.
And the life expectancy on clones are not certain yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe that's a good reason not to clone human beings. It was just very odd that Tom Brady decided to put out an entire statement and a press release about cloning his dog, which leads me to believe that not only did he love his old dog, and now he loves his new dog, the clone, but there's also some type of financial incentive here for Tom Brady to scream from the mountaintops about how he has cloned his pet. And, you know, this is a classic cliche. You know, what will they think of next? I have no idea. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Marco Belletti is here. Marco, did you hear about Tom Brady's dog?
I did. I heard about this.
They took the blood of his old dog and created a new one. What are we doing?
Pet cemetery is what we're doing.
What are we doing here?
Look, we got to stop with this kind of stuff. Plus, you already mentioned too, like, you know, when we get to the point where we clone humans, who's going to have the ability to even clone humans? People with money. So we're just going to have what? The same like 9 people rolling around and everybody else is out? No, we got to stop with this.
What, a bunch? What, we're going to have 8 different Jeff Bezos running around?
Pretty much. That's what who else is going to be able to do this?
He's going to be the template of life. Everybody's going to look like Bezos, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, you ain't cloning grandma. It's Elon Musk running all over the place, 100 of them.
Oh, my God.
Come on. I mean, like, no one's got money for this.
Yeah.
What do we think this is? Did you ever see Vanilla Sky? Like, we don't have money to be able to do this. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Elon Musk is sending people to Mars and outer space. And, I mean, maybe he already cloned himself and didn't tell anybody.
And that's probably where we are. That's why we've got whatever. How many billionaires we got on this planet?
Isn't there a guy now who became the first trillionaire? Did you hear about that?
No, did we? We hit a trillionaire?
Yeah, let me see.
Great.
Trillionaire.
Tremendous.
I think it's that guy from that AI company.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I don't think so. If something happened. I think something hit a market cap, and I don't know.
Yeah, there's no trillionaire yet. Just yet.
We're on our way. It'll be one of these AI guys. He'll be the trillionaire guy.
When you clone somebody, do they get your worth? Is that how they can transfer their money? Because if that's the case, we're cloning all kinds of people.
If you clone somebody, do they get in America, do they get a Social Security or they share it with you?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Can you clone them like Michael Keaton in Multiplicity? Like, can they hang around while you're alive or do you have to die first?
You can be alive. All they need is a piece of hair and they can theoretically clone you. Will the clone be anything like you? Most likely not, because it's going to grow up with different parents, grow up with different factors around them and probably different times. So this clone will be like a mini version of you, but completely different from you.
So you don't clone yourself and actually raise the kid, you give him to somebody else?
Well, you can't. How are you physically going to raise the kid? It's in a tube.
Well, it's going to grow.
Right.
Yeah, so you'll be...
Yeah, you got to be old. Clone, you got to be...
Botcher, you put the clone in a woman and she gives birth to the baby.
Yes.
Right, but you don't have to be old to do this. You just have to be rich. There's a lot of young, rich people out there.
Yeah. Well, if Tom Brady is doing this with his dog, you don't think that Tom Brady is saying to himself that he's going to, I don't know. Is he going to, like, try to Ted Williams himself?
So you want 7 more rings? Is that what we're looking for?
Is he going to live forever? Is he going to clone himself eventually? I don't know. I mean, there's a reason that he decided to share this so publicly. Like, outside of, like, he has to be making money off of this. He has to have equity in the company.
Yes.
Because.
No, I saw it. He does.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Like, for all of this, keep that to yourself. Why does the world need to know that you cloned your dead dog?
I mean, again, other than money and publicity to try to get other rich people to do the same. I mean, this is not the first time we've heard this. This is not the first person that's done it. It's just...
What? I've never heard of this.
Oh, I've heard... Yeah, I mean, you guys mentioned, too, the sheep. That was 30
well,
years
Dolly
ago.
Dolly was 30 years ago, and that was a test.
I'm pretty sure that they've done a dog before, because I feel like I've heard this story
before. Yeah, but
before.
As a pet... Do you know somebody in the neighborhood that cloned their dog?
In my neighborhood? Are you... I know people that have money to be able to clone dogs. Are you crazy?
That's my point exactly, man.
This is a small-ass group that we can kind of cater to.
5 people?
More than five, but not that many. I mean, there's a lot of rich people, JR, that I'm sure you've met, you more than me, that have no idea what to do with their money. And so, this is a good way to be able to tell a story.
Bruh, you know what? I'm using myself as an example. Okay, in our family, we have pets, right? When these pets are gone, you know where they're going to be? You know where they're going to be? Gone. Gone. You want to know why? Because unfortunately, I want this to be a life lesson to my kids. Things go away and they don't come back. It's a part of life. It's not, I'd be damned if a kid comes to me and goes, hey, dad, you know, well, the pet is dying. Can we just, no. Could you imagine being on your deathbed and your kid goes, well, you know what? We're just going to bring them back in a different, like, what are we doing here? No.
I'm with you. I'm telling you, people with money,
no.
Not the same.
Yeah, no.
Not the same.
Learn that there's a circle of life. Yeah, I learned that in 94 with Lion King, okay?
Nah, people with money, we don't. It's
no
different.
Circle of life?
Nah, well, there's a circle of life. It's just a smaller circle and it's inside and you're not part of it.
Yeah, listen, they started bringing back pets. It's just like, oh, well, we're going to live for... Like, come on now, Ted Williams, this is his brain? This is his brain, right?
Is it just the brain? Is it the whole head?
It's the whole head.
The whole head? That's not nice?
Yeah, but the point is, it's his brain, right? That's the main point. And it's just like, if Ted Williams, I guess he wants to come back to life at some point? Like, no.
You know what? If you had it all, maybe you would want to come back. I think the rest of us are kind of like, look, I think this is good. I'm done. Right. I'm done. This is
Ted
plenty.
Williams is going to come back to life in what, 50 years and look at this world and go, what?
Suck if he can't hit a splitter, too. That would really suck.
Right? Well, I mean, have you seen what the guys coming over from Japan are doing? He can't do that.
Yeah, there's some new stuff. I don't know if he's seen sweepers and splitters. I feel like there's some new pitches. I don't know.
Yeah, Yamamoto would own Ted Williams today. What's going to happen another 30 years from now?
Yeah, guys throwing 102. I mean, I don't think they were doing that in the 40s.
Yeah. No, well, listen, he'd come back. He'd be batting 220 just like everybody else. Listen, I'm being disrespectful to Ted Williams. Let me get out of here. All right. I'm talking about a dead guy coming back to life. to hit baseballs. Hey, I've hit my max here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. There was a trade deadline. There was a college football playoff reveal. There's a lot going on. To get an update, here he is. It's Marco Belletti.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, don't clone people. Hey, it's November 4th. The year is 2025. It's Election Day. You know what that means? Nothing to do with elections. That means it's time for us to take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
November 4th, 1959. Ernie Banks playing shortstop for the Cubs. He won his second consecutive National League MVP. That season, he batted 304, 45 home runs, 143 RBIs. And listen as Major League Baseball remembered Ernie Banks.
For 19 years, he was a Cub. He was a 14-time All-Star with 512 home runs.
Ernie Banks, that's number five.
And a first ballot Hall of Famer. But his greatest legacy may be his love for the game. He'd always say,
let's play two.
Because one wasn't enough. And it's not enough for us either.
Is that? No, that's not. Never mind. Yep. God rest his soul. Ernie Banks passed away in 2015. November 4, 2001, Luis Gonzalez, a Yankee fan, don't want to remember this one. Hit that RBI bloop off of Mariano Rivera. And well, the Arizona Diamondbacks, they stopped the Yankees from winning four championships in a row as the Diamondbacks beat the Yankees 3-2 in Game 7. Listen as Luis Gonzalez on the game-winning hit. This is crazy. Listen.
You revert back to when you were a little kid playing in the backyard or in a little league field. Every time it seemed like you're a kid playing with a bat, you're playing in a wiffle ball game or cork ball or anything like that, you always draw that situation up. Game 7 of the World Series. They never say Game 2 or Game 3. It's always Game 7 of the World Series. And to actually find myself in that spot in 2001, I was literally walking up to home plate telling myself, as a kid, I dreamed about being in this situation my whole life. And now it's actually a reality for me. And fortunately for me, it turned out on a positive side. So it was truly something that I'll never forget.
And that's one of the best hits in baseball history, unless you're Mariano Rivera. November 4th, 2007, Adrian Peterson. Oh, he's in a little bit of trouble. Stop the drinking and driving. Adrian Peterson, he rushed for an NFL record 296 yards. He also had three touchdowns as Minnesota beat San Diego 35-17. Listen to Adrian Peterson break the rushing record. This was on Fox.
Well, I guarantee you right now, the Chargers, they don't want it to happen here.
Peterson to the 30. They give him three on the play. That gives him 296 for the day.
Well, I wouldn't want anybody to revise this and take one back. I'd try to get a couple more just to be safe.
That's the second NFL record set that we have seen here today.
Yeah, that rushing record still stands, 296 yards. Hopefully Adrian Peterson can get his life together. November 4th, 2009, it was the last time the Yankees won a championship. They went out there and beat the Phillies 7-3 in Game 6. Hideki Matsui, he had a record-tying 6 RBIs. Listen to Matsui come through with an RBI double for his 6 RBI. This was also on Fox.
The 3-1 pitch is hit in the air into right center field. Back at the wall. It's off the wall. Into score is Teixeira. The ball gets away from Worth. Into score is Rodriguez. Two more. And it's 7-1.
Yeah, that was the last time the Yankees won a World Series. Yeah, 2009. November 4th, 2012. Andrew Luck. He broke the NFL single-game rookie record by throwing for 433 yards, and the Colts, they beat the Dolphins 23-20. And listen to Andrew Luck get the job done. This is courtesy of CBS.
Second down and 8. He stands on the block at the left tackle, and here comes Shelby, and he gets it off with Burnett making the tackle on Dwayne Allen in a gain of 2. And earlier on this drive, Allen had a couple of catches and runs of 20 yards and 20 yards.
You think Luck is earning the respect of these defenders for the Miami Dolphins? The way he's playing,
look at this. They'll come and they'll get him. I mean, he'll be hit. He'll be nearly sacked. But he won't give up. Look at this. He still flips this one for a completion.
That's how he breaks the record right there. How about that?
Man, Kevin Harlan, what doesn't Kevin Harlan call? He can call anything. Cat running across the field, he just has it all covered. And there you have it, folks, a few things that took place this day in sports history. And man, we've had a busy day with the trade deadline and the college football playoff reveal, or at least the first edition of it from the committee. If you missed a minute or a second of this show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We appreciate Matt Verderam for coming through, NFL staff writer for SI Now. Thank you oh so much to Jerry Palm for joining us from palmbrackets.com. Yeah, you can find me all over the internet. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief. And the Hawks, well, still time for them to choke away this nationally televised game. The Hawks lead Orlando 79-64. Plenty of time for the Hawks to embarrass themselves for the country to see. They can see what we see all the time here in Atlanta. Hey, Botcha, thank you again for a great show.
Thank you for a great show. Just don't clone dogs.
You think I'm a... Well, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. And one of the reasons is I'm going to just take some time to clone a couple cats, dogs. Anything that I should clone else? Cats, dogs, parrots?
Horse. Don't forget the horse.
Yeah, get a horse in there. Yeah, I'll be back. I'm going to be the modern-day Dr. Doolittle. Except for I won't be speaking to the animals, I will create them and then speak to them myself. Well, anyway, as I said, I will not be here tomorrow. I look forward to being back with you all on Thursday, okay? If you miss me, you can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief, okay? I'm all over the internet there. The JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network is done, okay? Don't miss me too much in the meantime. Don't go anywhere here on the Infinity Sports Network because Bart Winkler, he's coming up next. Please be safe, be well, be smooth, be cool. All of the amazing things. I appreciate you for listening. JR Sport Brief Show, done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.